In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Missionaries of Charity, which is the religious order that was founded by St. Teresa of Calcutta. Throughout their houses in the world, they have chapels. And of course, attached to the chapels, they have the various sacristies where the priests prepare for the celebration of Holy Mass. And in these sacristies of the Missionaries of Charity, there's always a placard that is in there that has words on it for the priest to look at and to meditate upon before they begin the celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And this is what those placards say. Priest of God, celebrate this Mass as if it is your first Mass, as if it is your last Mass, and as if it is your only Mass. Well, as we enter into this holiest week of the year, the week in which we remember the mysteries of redemption, the sacrifice of our Lord and his rising from the dead, I would propose changing the phrase that we just heard to go something like this. People of God, celebrate this Holy Week as if it is your first Holy Week, as if it is your last Holy Week, as if it is your only Holy Week. As we come together today to celebrate the beautiful liturgy of Palm Sunday, in which our Lord processed into the city of Jerusalem and is hailed as the Son of David, as the crowd sing Hosanna and lay their palm branches at his feet, these palm branches that symbolize and point to the victory that he is going to obtain at the end of the week through his suffering and his death and his rising from the grave on the third day. These images of these palm branches are found, too, in the book of Revelation, written by St. John the Evangelist, who has a vision of heaven. And St. John the Evangelist recounts his vision with these words. He says, "Behold, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb.'" Brothers and sisters, we are destined for this multitude that St. John sees in heaven. We are destined to join the church triumphant, to hold those palms of victory. But to win those palms of victory requires great diligence, great zeal, determination, discipline, self-sacrifice, prayer, the graces that come to us through the sacraments, doing all of this out of a love for Almighty God and what he has done for us. Today we will take home these palms, and hopefully, as is the custom and common tradition, we will place them behind an image of our Lord, of Our Lady, or of St. Joseph, or another saint. But these palms that we have today and that we will take home, they will fade, they will wither, they will turn brown. But let us not allow our souls, our faith, our spiritual lives to do the same. Let us not allow our souls or our spiritual lives to wither away. In order to win those palm branches of victory that St. John saw in heaven, we must indeed endure the cross out of love for Christ and to receive the many graces that we need in order to attain the heavenly life. So let us, fortified by the graces that come to us this week, let us sustain the palm branches of our souls, so to speak, through a personal living encounter with Christ found in the sacraments, found through prayer and through sacrifice that is emphasized and is rekindled during this holiest week of the year. And as we begin this Holy Week, let us meditate upon the great victory that Christ himself wins for us through his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And let us, too, enter into his suffering with him. For if we do so, we know that we will attain that glorious victory that awaits those who are faithful to Christ and to his church. May we, too, one day hold with great joy that palm of victory in our hand to share in the victory with the one who first suffered for us and who died for us. My dear people, I say to you once again, celebrate this Holy Week as if it is your first Holy Week, as if it is your last Holy Week, as if it is your only Holy Week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.